I'm Rebecca Huntington in Jackson.
Jamie Lisa Forbes grew up on a ranch in southeastern Wyoming, and her first novel draws from that experience. It's called Unbroken, and it focuses on the relationship that grows between a multi-generational ranching family and a woman who comes to work as the hired hand on a ranch nearby. We began by talking about the sense of isolation that hangs over her story.
When I sat down to write this book, as far as ranching experiences, I had both my ranching experiences as a child, which should come through in terms of the ranch as experienced by the children in the book, and also 15 years on my own ranching as part of a ranching family, actually working on the ranch and raising my family there. And the isolation is a constant factor to have to deal with in ranching. Your success as a rancher depends on how you deal with that isolation. And that was a big part of this, part of my experiences and what I try to reflect in this novel.
There's a sense of being tied to the land. I mean, people are sort of worn out by the occupation of ranching, I get the sense. But yet there's this tremendous respect for the land and respect for the tradition of ranching that also comes through.
I noticed as I started my ranching career in my early 20s, I had the great benefit of older ranchers around me who were mentors to me. And one of the things I learned to respect about them is they had gone through this whole process, years and years of this whole process of struggling to make a living on the land, and yet they were rooted. They were not going to leave. They were rooted to their places. And my observation of that passed on to me as well.
But you left ranching. You did make the decision to leave ranching.
I didn't make the decision totally on my own. Our ranch sold. There was a time in the 1990s where a great number of people entered southeastern Wyoming and were wanting to buy up ranches. And for family ranches, this was a huge issue because you had people in the family who wanted to keep the ranch, people in the family who did not want to keep the ranch. It was a very hard struggle, not only for my family, but for many families in southeast Wyoming. And it was not my personal decision to end my life on the ranch. It was our family's decision to sell the ranch. And at that point, although my husband and I looked into other options as far as ranching, we couldn't make anything work financially for us.
So you work as a lawyer now in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a very different life now than you did here in southeastern Wyoming.
That's true.
But it sounds like it's something that you come back to all the time. I mean, if this is your first novel and this is the novel that you write and it centers on that life really palpably.
When I went back to the ranch when I started my ranching career in 1979, I had a background in writing. I had written fiction all my life. And actually the idea for the novel came to me in 1990. I just kept postponing it. And it wasn't until after I left the ranch that it became more imperative for me to start writing about it. But even after I finished the novel, I continued to write about the West. I continued to write about Western characters, Western figures. It's that culture that's just deep in me.
Do you still have a lot of family in this area, ranching in this area?
I have still have a lot of friends among ranchers in this area, and my parents still live in this area.
Focusing on the novel itself, I mean, there's a lot of death in the novel, and people die
Yes.
in these very, you know, arbitrary, commonplace ways. And I guess I was sort of struck by, you know, the simultaneous permanence of ranching as an occupation, the permanence of the land, and the impermanence of the people who do it.
Yes, and that, frankly, that was also a factor in my ranching career. Horrible accidents happen. Horrible things happen to our family. I remember a fatal accident on our ranch, and one thing that I really struggled with after that was how do we keep on doing this occupation after this horrible fatal accident has occurred here? And again, I go back to what I saw among ranchers who lived around me, which is, you're just rooted to what you do. You're just committed to what you do. It becomes just a part of you, and you can't give it up.
Your novel also has a very strong focus on women. In particular, there's a woman who works as a hired hand on a sort of tumble-down ranch. And she's viewed as sort of an oddity because she's this very strong, independent woman, strong-willed, taking this ranch under her own control. And then there's Gwen, who is the wife of the other ranching family. And she's very put upon by the whole, you know, enterprise of ranching. She was a rodeo queen in her youth, and she's just not very happy out there. And I guess I wondered if you saw both of those models, too, among the women that you saw involved in the ranching occupation.
Very, very, very definitely. That's very, very true. When I first got the idea for the novel in 1990, one of the things that kind of annoyed me about Western literature of that period, and I'm talking, you know, back in 1990, not now, was I resented the focus on men. There was a complete indifference or ignoring of women and what women contribute to ranching. And that bothered me. So when I first got the idea for the novel, I right away wanted it to be about women. In terms of Meg's experience, Meg is the ranch hand who goes to work at the Tumbledown Ranch. At least in my experience of ranching early on, I faced the same attitude that she did of, you can't do this, you're not going to be any good, you're not going to be able to make it doing this. And at the time I was ranching, I knew several women who were trying to make it in ranching as either ranch hands or ranchers, facing the same attitudes. So that was something I very definitely wanted to deal with. On the other end of it, the Gwen side of the ranch wife who just gets worn down with doing this, that sort of evolved for me in the novel. Because actually, when I started the novel, I really wanted Meg to be the hero. But then, as I started to write the character of Gwen and her family, the novel kind of flipped around on me. The novel kind of flipped around and became about, how does Gwen see herself? How does she see her life? And I gained a whole new appreciation for the traditional ranch wife that I don't think I quite had when I actually was ranching. About midway through the novel, where Gwen has to make very difficult choices about her life, is when I realized my heroine isn't the ranch hand. My heroine is this other woman, the traditional ranch wife. That's who my heroine is. And it was a revelation to me writing the novel.
Jamie Forbes, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Molly.
Jamie Lisa Forbes' first novel is called Unbroken.